This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كيف حالك؟ You can be a stranger in Gaza, but everyone's your friend. Somehow, I think it's Islam. Their trust is not broken. That people will still come and love them.
The media wants us to be wounded and terrified, right, by the appalling and unhinged violence of Israel and the USA against the civilians in Gaza. But what is it like to actually be with the people of Gaza? Those that the mainstream wants us to believe are bombers and killers from the womb to the tomb. And what is it like to meet them? Inshallah, I want you to see the messages from the people themselves in recent days. Do they make you feel fear? Or do they make you feel love and respect? So it's been rain in Gaza this week. The forces of evil stopped the water, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent beautiful, free and abundant water. Did you know that bombing has to stop in the rain? So it also gives the people a pause. And this brother too summarizes the incredible gratitude of the believers for the rizq of Allah Ta'ala.
November the 14th, evening. Alhamdulillah, we are getting rain. We are getting fresh water so that the animals, the plants, the human beings can all drink. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is greater than anything or anyone. هو نعم المولى ونعم النصير. He is our refuge, he is our provider.
Now, as we know, too much rain can cause flooding in Gaza, and it comes with great risks as well, waterborne diseases, because the Israelis have smashed the sewage system. This positive feeling towards our Lord is the essence of the Palestinian Gazan spirit. And it reminds me of a hadith Qudsi. These are words of Allah reported by the Prophet, peace be upon him, outside of the Quran. Allah says, I am as my servant thinks I am. I am with him when he makes mention of me. If he makes mention of me to himself, I make mention of him to myself. And if he makes mention of me in an assembly, I make mention of him in an assembly better than it. Brothers and sisters, do we ever feel this blessed when we turn on the hot water? In the shower or drink a morning coffee or just turn on a tap for some water. Ya Allah, guide us to true tawakkul and shukr. On my last visit to Gaza, I went to Bayt Hanun, which as you're going to see is completely annihilated now. And I met a family who were living in what you and I would consider a garage. And it was very profound for me.
Iman. Dozens, probably hundreds of kitchens exactly the same as this, just in Bayt Hanun. At the moment they're lucky, I guess they have some electricity, they have no generator. So they're lucky tonight to have this.
As I met all the children in this really bizarre parade of injury and traumatic stress syndrome and yet smiles, attempted smiles really. They were in such a difficult situation. I went to a back room, it was Maghreb, and I realized I hadn't prayed, and I started to cry. Really, really sobbing. And one of the mums came in with a phone that was their only light. And when I finished praying, she said to me, why are you crying? And I said, because I hate this for you. I hate that Israel is doing this to you. I hate that I can't do anything. I hate the world doesn't care. I hate the Arab leaders that are not doing anything. I hate our inactivity. And she said, you're crying for us. She was genuinely surprised. Don't cry for us. Allah has told us that if we stay steadfast and we believe in Him and we trust in Him, then it's Jannah. Alhamdulillah. We're so happy. She meant happiness for the next life. She meant a happiness in Sakina, though in this life that we will never know. A certainty of heart. Subhanallah. These people will never be defeated because of their iman, because of their love for Allah.
واللي هي برأيي أكبر فيلم رعب عاشوه صناع القرار من الصهاينة في إسرائيل، وهو مشهد انتشر قبل شهرين فقط، بالضبط يوم 15 أغسطس، وأنا مستعد أحلف أيمان إنه هز كيان الدولة المزعومة هز أكثر من مشاهد المقاومة، وهو مشهد سرد القرآن اللي شارك فيه آلاف مؤلفة في مساجد غزة. هذا هو رعب المحتل. شوف مساجد غزة، هذا برأيي هو جيل التحرير بإذن الله.
في ظل الأوضاع اللي احنا بنعيشها وظل الفتن المنتشرة، بالرغم هذا كله إلى أنه الأعداد في تزايد، الأهالي حريصين جدا على تنشأة أبنائهم وبناتهم تنشأة سليمة، تنشأة على الدين الإسلامي.
Let us serve the people, our true leaders in Iman in this age, the Palestinians.